All right. Well, we will resume right now. We're at item number 10, public forum. And if there's any member of the audience that wishes to address the board on any item not on the agenda, now's the time to come forward. I have one speaker card, Steve Shimmick. Mr. Shimmick, if you would please come forward. John, what happened to this? This is no longer... It is?
It was. Oh, the screen's dead now.
Yeah, now it's not.
No.
I saw it's working.
It's working. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, it took a lawyer to figure this out.
Oh, God.
All right. Sir, did you want to address the board? Because we're having public comment now.
I know.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Okay, great. Mr. Shimmick.
Good afternoon. My name is Steve Shimmick with the Otter Project. I'm going to be hopefully very brief here. What I want to do is update you on one facet of the ag order, the petitions, and the stay. And as you recall, you passed the ag order, and then the state board granted a stay. The Otter Project, together with a couple of coast keepers, filed a motion for preliminary injunction in state court, and that motion was heard on February 8th. The premise of our motion was that one piece, especially specifically the piece requiring efficacy reporting and monitoring, had been stayed, and it was our feeling that that was a piece that was actually required. In fact, that very language appears in state water code, and so staying that provision was in essence illegal. And as you know, I'm kind of new at some of this stuff, and I'm not a lawyer. So it was kind of amazing to me when the day before we were to appear in court, there was a preliminary ruling. I didn't know. And so there was this preliminary ruling, and the preliminary ruling said, basically, we have lost, period. But yet, Debbie Sivas at Stanford, our attorney, said, let's go anyway. And off we went into state court in Sacramento. The student attorney presented our argument, and then the judge proceeded to say very clearly into the microphone that his ruling was based, his preliminary ruling and what would become his final ruling, was based upon the state's assertion, and this goes to a conversation we had earlier, based on the state's assertion that the petitions would be heard and finished by November, and that he had a hard time seeing that there would be irreparable harm done by the stay between now and November. So his whole point was, my ruling is based upon this November deadline. He then went further, and clearly into the microphone he said, and based upon the merits of Coast Keeper's case, I agree with Coast Keeper's position that efficacy reporting and monitoring is required by state law and must be within the order. And then he further said, and this was the conclusion and this is the end of my comments, he then said, and if the petitions are not heard and finalized by November, Coast Keeper is allowed back in is welcome back in his court.
So has there been a final?
Yes, there was a final, and it was essentially the preliminary, which and this is was again a lesson to me of you know, you got to go listen to the words of the judge, because sometimes what's written is you know, so the written was, well, because this is going to be finalized by November, you know, our side had not shown irreparable harm. But then he proceeded to color that with the idea that on the merits we were pretty strong, and that this was all based upon it being done in November. And he was pretty firm that this needed to be done by November. And the reason that I bring that up is that earlier today there was some discussion of, okay, what's going to be the timing of all this? And I think the petition, I'm hopeful that the petitions will be heard and finalized by November. Now, we never know, and I doubt that November will be the end of this. Yeah. But
all right.
That's the information I have. Thank you.
Thank you for the report.
I can't believe you didn't jump up enthusiastically and ask him how long it would take to have reparable or irreparable harm.
We did jump up a little bit on that.
I knew you gave it a good effort.
Yeah. So, but thank you.
Okay.